Praise the Lord. I encourage you to go to church. In fact, Brother Collins, I'd probably even encourage them to go to a holiness church. In fact, I'd encourage them to go to one of the strictest holiness churches I could find. You know why? Because if I could get you going to that church, and I could get you wrapped up in all the things that it takes to be a part of that church, if I could get you involved in that church enough to where you knew everybody, and you knew their faults and their failures, if I could get you wrapped up enough in that church to where you began depending on your outward standard for your salvation, I believe that's what I'd do. If I could get you not to cut your hair and not to wear jewelry, not to put on mini skirts, not to put on men's apparel, that's probably what I would do. Because so often in our holiness churches, we've got young people that's depending on the standard to get them to heaven. Never have been tempted with alcohol. Never was tempted with cigarettes. Never. Not tempted with all those things. But you see, if we can just get you, if I was the devil, if I could just get you to begin to base your salvation on the way you looked, I might even encourage you to shout a little while. I believe I'd even encourage you to go to camp meeting. Some of you gonna think I'm plumb off my rocker before this is over with. But you know what? Every one of you sitting here tonight knows what I'm saying is true. If I was the devil, I believe I'd encourage you to go on to that youth camp. Go on to that youth camp and make that 99.9% commitment at the altar and shout. If I was the devil, I would encourage you to go, and I would even allow you to feel the emotions that everybody else is feeling so that maybe you just might deceive yourself into believing that everything's all right. If I was the devil, I believe I would encourage you to not worry about it, the little things. To not worry about how long it's been. If I was the devil, I'd keep you so busy that you forgot how long it's been since you've been at his feet with your heart broken and your eyes streaming down with tears. I believe if I was the devil, I'd get you so involved in Sunday school and working around the church and playing the instruments and singing and be so involved in everything going on. I believe if I was the devil, I'd get you so involved that it'd been a long time since you had a heart-rending confrontation with God.
Well, that's right.
This ain't in my notes tonight. I don't know why I'm saying this. But I believe there's been enough times that we've been to camp meetings so much that we've actually become, and don't get me wrong, I love going to camp meetings. If I'd had off, I'd have went to camp meeting with you. Don't get me wrong tonight. Some of you's going to walk out of here and you're going to misquote me up one side and down the other. But you know what? Some of you young people, you've been to camp meeting and youth camp so much that you are Bible hardened. You've went and you've got a little emotion every year to tide you over, but you've never really made a 100% commitment. And you know, if I was the devil, I think I'd keep letting you feel the emotion so that you could die lost and go to hell. In fact, I'd even send you somewhere that would teach you an even higher standard, maybe preach against things here and preach against things there until you got so wrapped up in all that. I believe in standards. I believe in holiness. I believe in living right. Some of you are looking at me real funny. But if I was the devil, I believe that's what I'd do. If I was the devil, young people, I'd encourage you to go ahead and look at that, watch it, listen to it, Just a little bit won't hurt. It's just scanning through the radio. And then I'd let you come to church, and instead of repenting, I'd let you shout. I believe that's what I'd do if I was the devil. If I was the devil, I'd let you slide and then come to church, and instead of repenting and praying through, I believe I'd let you feel the presence of God. If I was the devil, I believe that's what I'd do. You know what the problem is? So many of us, we've got so wrapped up in all the things that we're doing that we've totally lost sight that this is not just a picture-perfect life. Salvation is not a picture that's painted in a night. Salvation is not a one-trip experience. Salvation is not just getting the ticket stamped and then you're ready. Salvation is a relationship. And if I was the devil, I believe I'd do all I could to get you to forget about the relationship part and get you involved in the rules. I'd get you involved in all the rules I could and make you forget about the relationship that we're supposed to have. Now, I know we ain't swinging off the lights tonight. And I'll be honest with you, tonight this wasn't even what I was intending on talking about. I know we ain't running and shouting and jumping and hollering and screaming tonight. But let me tell you something. I believe if I was the devil, that's probably what I'd do. Because you see, I learned a long time ago, rules without a relationship begins to breed rebellion. Young people, you can live by the rules. You can live them better than mom and dad and the pastor. You can even make up some of your own. You can live it higher than anybody. You can live it cleaner than anybody. You can make it look better than anybody. You can shout longer. You can speak in tongues longer. I found out a long time ago, the devil can speak in tongues. Hallelujah. Don't look at me that way. You know I'm telling the truth. I also learned a long time ago, it's real easy to learn how to speak in tongues. Just memorize. Don't look at me that way. You've been speaking in tongues for the last 5 years. You can't tell me that our human nature and the mental capacity that we hold, we can't learn how to speak in tongues. Am I right, brother? When was the last time we got a fresh relationship with the Holy Ghost? When was the last time we let Him come by and begin to speak through us and we knew it wasn't us, it wasn't something we learned? I start getting nervous if it's been a while since the Holy Ghost has dealt with me about something, until He's pierced my heart. But if I was the devil, I'd keep you so busy you wouldn't think about that. If I was the devil, I'd keep you so busy that you would stay up with those rules, boy, and I mean you'd live them to the T. And young people, moms and dads, young married couples, I'd live them as high as I could. If I was the devil, that's what I'd encourage you to do. Because the devil knows it won't be long. You can live the rules all you want, but there'll come a time when the lack of relationship will begin to breed rebellion in that heart. For some reason, I feel like tonight there just might be somebody. I just feel like there might be somebody.
Somebody.
That you've been working on the rules, but you forgot all about the relationship. Oh, you got it all right. You got to talk right. You got to walk right. You got to look right. But when was the last time that you came and put it at His feet? When was the last time you had an intimate conversation with the Savior? When was the last time you came and you heard the voice of your beloved calling, saying, come aside? When was the last time you felt the burden of the cross break your heart? When was the last time you felt the pain of those nails that pierced his hands? You put them there, you know. If it's been a while, it could be. It's been a long time since you had a talk with Jesus. I know this is different tonight. I usually don't preach like this. But I just feel in my soul tonight. I know you've been to camp meeting. I thank God for those that are touched. I thank God for those that testify tonight about the wonderful things God's done in your life. But there's some more here tonight. You grew up in mom and daddy's home. You come to church all your life. You know what it's like. You know what you're supposed to do and what you're not supposed to do. You know what's kosher and what ain't. Don't tell me you don't. But if I was the devil, I believe that's what I'd do. What about you? Brother Davis, why don't you go to the piano? If I was the devil, I just believe that might be what I'd do. He said, preacher, that isn't a sermon. You didn't take a text, man. Wait a minute.
It's all right.
I don't need to. You've had enough texts read in this very building to save the world. If we just lived the texts we've heard read, I probably wouldn't even have to be here tonight. But are you struggling? Are you struggling with the balance of a relationship tonight? Are you struggling with, oh, nobody knows about it, preacher. Nobody knows about it. I mean, you got it right, man. I mean, you're right. Nobody does know about it. You look right. You talk right. You act right. You shout. You speak in tongues. You walk the line. But that scripture that we often, not we, but some people often misquote, that God looks on the heart. We've heard them misquote that so much we don't even want to hear it anymore, but the truth of the matter is God is looking on our heart. Oh yeah, the world looks on the outward, but God looks on the heart. God expects us to be that expression of His glory in this world. Yes, He does. But God still looks on the heart. And you're here tonight. You got it all right. But is it really all right? I didn't come here to jam on you tonight. I didn't come here to try to embarrass you. I didn't come here to pick on anybody. I didn't come to single you out, make you feel like the world's greatest sinner. That wasn't my point tonight. But God in His mercy and His grace took old boy from Missouri, hooked him up with a little choir from down in Seneca, brought him all the way up to Ohio. Because there's somebody here tonight. It's been a long time since He's had an intimate talk with you. That's the love of God. I said, that's the love of God. I said, that's the mercy of God. That's the grace of God. That's the love of God. Are you hearing me? So what about you tonight? If I was the devil, I believe that's what I'd do. Yeah, I do. And if I was you tonight, you know what I'd do? You know what I'd do if I was you? If I was you, I believe that I would humble myself at the cross of Calvary one more time tonight. I believe I'd come and I'd put it all down at His feet. And I believe I'd say, Lord, You see this old heart of mine. God, it's gotten hardened from praying through and never really committing it all. God, it's got hardened time after time of trying to pray through, but never really praying all the way through. Lord, I believe I need a fresh experience with You one more time. God, I need You to break my heart. What about it tonight? If I was the devil, I believe that's what I'd do. So I'm going to ask you, if you were you, and you are, and now that you know what the devil would do if he was after you, and he is, what would you do? What would you do? I want to know tonight, what would you do? What would you do?
There's no place.
What would you do? If you were you and you are, and you knew the devil was after you and he is, and you knew that's what he'd do and he is. If you were you and you are, what would you do? What would you do? What would you do right now? I said, what would you do right now if that was you?
Humbly bow.
I said, what would you do?
For you.
Oh, you ain't hearing me tonight. I said, you ain't hearing me tonight. The devil's after you. I told you what I'd do if I was him, and I believe I told the truth tonight. Now, the question is, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Young people, what are you going to do? Choir? What would you do if you were you and the devil was after you, and he is? What would you do? Oh, you still ain't hearing me tonight. I said, what would you do? What would you do? What would you do? Young people, what would you do? What would you do if you knew that that's what the devil's trying to do? And he is. What would you do? I don't want you to tell me. What would you do?
Thank you, Jesus.
I believe that's what I'd do. If you were you and you are and you knew the devil's after you, what would you do? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I believe that's what I do too.
There's no place.
Yep. I believe it is.
There's no place.
If I was the devil, I believe that's what I do.
I'd rather be.
But if I was you, I believe I do what these guys are doing.
There's no place I'd rather be.
Oh yeah. At His feet.
At
His feet. Oh, we've had the rules. We've got them all lined out. We know exactly what to do. But when was the last time we put it all at His feet? When was the last time we heard His voice? When was the last time you felt His touch? When was the last time you felt your heart break? When was the last time you felt the flood of God's presence? If I was you, I believe that's what I'd do. Oh, we got it all right on the outside. But what's it like on the inside? He's looking at the heart tonight. Oh, yes. At His feet tonight. Let Him do it. Let Him do it. Come on. Hallelujah. That's it, young ladies. Pour your heart out to Him. How long's it been since you had an intimate conversation with the Savior? How long's it been since you had an intimate conversation with the Savior tonight? He wants to hear from you. Pour out your heart to Him. Oh, yes. You struggled. You struggled with the rules long enough. You felt the rebellion building in your heart. Oh, but tonight God wants to help you. God wants to move in you. God wants to give you a fresh relationship with Him.
And with honor I...
Yeah, I believe if I was you, that's what I'd do. Oh, yes, Lord. At your feet. Oh, that's right, gentlemen. Come on. Let the Lord speak to you tonight. Let the Lord speak to you. Examine your heart. Examine your heart. Examine your heart. Examine your heart. Examine your heart tonight. Oh, yes, Lord.
An alabaster box held a costly perfume.
Oh,
anointed
Jesus.
Him that day.
Tonight, God. Move
as
tonight,
the fragrance
Lord.
Filled
speak
the room.
Speak to our hearts, Lord.
She
oh, God, if our hearts have become hardened. God, if our hearts have become out of balance. Lord, if our lives have become out of balance. Lord, I pray that your spirit would move in us once again. Don't you give us a fresh touch. God, give us a fresh relationship with you one more time. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. At your feet, Lord. God, we bring ourselves, we cast our heart at your feet, Lord. Move in us. Break us one more time. Break us one more time, God. We pray. Break us. Break us. Break us. Break us, oh God. Let us not be hardened and callous by the cares of this life. Let us not be callous by the rebellion.
Your feet.
Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. God, don't let me be hardened by the rebelliousness of my heart. God, my carnal nature. God, don't let me be rebellious because of my lack of relationship with you, oh God.
It's hard to understand.
Oh, Jesus.
Why life seems so.
Oh, yes. That lack of relationship will breed a hardness in you like you've never experienced before. It'll drive you out of the doors of the church if you're not careful.
Your word.
Oh, drive you far away from God. If I was a devil, I believe that's what I do.
If I could have the courage to lay it all down.
Oh, yes, oh, yes. Lay it down. Lay it down tonight. Give it all to Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord.
Humbly bow before you.
Oh, yes, hallelujah.
And with honor.
Hallelujah. 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 Lay it at his feet tonight, boys. That's right. Come on, come on, come on. Let God move in you tonight. Let him give you a fresh relationship. Let him give you a fresh revelation of himself tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, God, give me a fresh revelation of the cross tonight. God, let me hear your voice. Let me know your heart, Lord. Hallelujah.
At his feet.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
At his feet.
Oh, God, help me not to be hardened. Help me not to be hardened. Don't let rebellion begin to breed in my heart, oh Lord. Help me to have that relationship with you, oh God. Give me a relationship with you, Lord. Oh God, give me a relationship with you, Lord. God, give me a relationship with you, Lord. Lord, like I've never had before. Reveal yourself to me, God. Take me to deeper depths and higher heights. Let me know you, Lord. God, if I have lacked in that area of relationship with you, forgive me, God. Take me back. Take me back to that place in you, oh God. I once felt the true move of your spirit. God, it was deeper than just an emotional touch. It was a life-changing experience in your presence, oh God.
Costly perfume. She anointed him that day.
Oh, yes.
The fragrance filled the room. She washed him with her tears. She dried them with her hair. I knew how Mary felt as she was kneeling there at his feet. At his feet. Humbly bow before you. And with honor I adore. at your feet, at your feet. There's no place I'd rather be than at his feet. Hallelujah. Oh, at his feet. At his feet. I humbly bow before you, and with honor I adore you at your feet, at your feet. There's no place I'd rather be. There's no place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be than at your feet.